It's episode 214, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Hello there, this is Joey, the cruise director on the Carnival Firenze, and you're listening to the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Hey, guys, this is our first audio video
show.
Yes. Actually, we've done many before, but we've never done them together.
That's right.
And we have heard the calling. All of you want it to, you want to see it and you want to hear it. So we're going to bring it to you on YouTube. We're going to bring it to you on all of our 50 platforms. And we are going to just let it ride. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to this.
I mean,
you're doing a great job on TikTok. I think we're over 1,000 followers right now.
I think so, 1,000, whatever. Yeah.
It's great.
It's
awesome.
It's little, but hey, if you guys want to help us out, please.
Like, follow, share.
Is it like, follow, share? Do you join or do you subscribe?
You subscribe.
Okay. Subscribe to their channel. Subscribe to our YouTube, whatever it is, just subscribe, put your little click onto it, and you'll see everything about all of these ships that are coming out, like the Firenze. We're talking all about on this podcast, the first episode, audio video about the Firenze.
All right. You just got back from the Firenze.
Yes, I did. Can't you tell? The inaugural season, Carnival Fun. It's Carnival Fun, Italian style. And what that means is...
I had Italian food tonight.
Did you have Italian food?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. It wasn't fun, but because I had to make it.
Oh.
It's... I wish somebody else would have made it.
Let me tell you, we're going to head off like to a side note, but do you know the chef from El Vigo, the chef was brought over from Italy.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, did he swim?
He swam with the ship, but that means all of these... dishes that they're bringing out, it's from Italian chefs. They brought everybody with them. They didn't lose anybody. So that's a really good thing to know.
Well, you know, that ship was previously a Costa ship.
Yes, it was. In 2021, it was built for Costa. And they had two ships going, and it was a kind of like a Vista class. I don't know if it would be a Vista class because it would be for a different cruise line. Would it be Vista?
You know, I don't know. I know that it is a, it's part of the Carnival Corporation.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm probably not that familiar. Correct.
Similar to the Vista class. It holds 4,100 passengers, and it was actually slated to be in Europe. Now, it did have its first year in Europe, and everybody was thinking, oh, the Carnival, the Firenze, it's a brand new ship. Really? It's not really a brand new ship, but it's been redesigned and redone for. All right. So we had actually a quick break there. You saw a little video of the Firenze and you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, what happened? Well, we had an interruption of my dog Diva. Just came running through. We had to go make sure she was put away. Now, what we're talking.
I'm glad she was just put away, not put down.
Well, she's 15. I was hoping.
But she's still here.
She's still here. She's a Pomeranian. She'll probably end up being at least 16.
In dog years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. So we're talking about...
We love you, Maddie.
The Vista class ship.
Yes.
The Carnival Firenze. Now, the Firenze was supposed to be built for the Italian or the European market. So when it was... brought into dry dock for 2 months, they actually had to switch everything out in the ship. They had to take out all the electrical in the ship, especially in the theater, because in the States, we're like 120. Is it 120?
110.
It's 110.
And 220.
And 220. So everything was 220, like in the theater area. They actually had to remove it and put in what the United States mandates. So it was a big undertaking of what they had to do with this ship. Now, with that in mind, they actually kept the sea on the stacks, which I think is really neat to do because you're having the Italian flair. It's a carnival ship, yes, but with the sea, you know that this is, it's a carnival fun Italian style.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a really, it's a
and
nice
And I think it's
ship.
Like an homage.
Yes. Yes.
To her previous life as being part
yes.
of Costa.
Oh. And okay, so we're getting into the ship now. Yes, as a Costa ship. What do you think the Italians were great for?
Oh, seafaring.
Seafaring, but also, producer, what did you see all over the ship? Paintings? Mm-hmm. Paintings, sculptures. All of these things were all over the ship. And if you're walking on the ship, you're going down the stairs and you're seeing these pictures and you're just laughing. Because a lot of them look like people that have just... had they just got through their 15 drinks and they're staggering, but these are actually pictures from that like the Renaissance era, so you see these things, the Statue
like
of David,
kind of like Buca di Beppo,
yes,
right,
yes, Buca di Beppo,
you know, where it has
that's
all those,
what it is,
that's kind of like
that's
all
what
the
it
weird
is.
Stuff that's in there,
yes,
it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like, what is this place all about? I mean,
it's,
yeah, so it's like Buca di Beppo on the ocean, huh?
It is.
He said, the Statue of David, huh?
Statue of
Everything's
David.
Everything's there, right?
Right, and that was actually brought from, I believe, another carnival ship. They actually took the Statue of David with the leaf in front.
Yeah.
And they brought it and put it onto this ship. But I'm gonna have to say, there's a lot of people out there that were very upset that some of these statues weren't covering up enough.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Well, you know.
Okay, this is art. This is a lot of it's from the Roman era. They're duplicates, of course. But come on. You're getting that flair, the European flair.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, if you go to Europe and, you know, everything's exposed right there.
Exactly.
You know? It's just like, yeah, you got to kind of go with the flow, right?
Right. And the other thing I do like about this ship, I don't know if there's any other Vista classes that have this, is the retractable roof.
Yeah, that's right. You know, yes. it kind of reminds me when you mentioned that is the princess ships that the grand class, yeah,
the grand classes.
Class of ships, you know, like, such as the Golden Princess, the like you said, the Grand Princess, and the other ships of that class. And I really enjoyed those closed and open.
And it
nice.
Helps.
Star Princess had one.
Right, and it helps with the weather.
Oh,
or
it does.
It helps during, I'm going to say it now, the movie Under the Stars. I did not have to have 5 blankets and hoping that it doesn't rain.
Yeah, you know, movies Under the Stars, it's really, really cool. And sometimes it does get cold. But to have a, you know, they can close it.
Right.
And you can enjoy it without, you know, freezing.
Yes, freezing everything off. And also you could turn it into a dance fair. So a lot of the special events were happening at night inside that area, in the Lido area. Mm. So that was pretty interesting to have. And if we're going, let's jump right into the Lido area. A lot of people were saying, where are the jacuzzis? They're not there. I loved how this was actually laid out. It was laid out like an Italian style small town with a fountain, and in back of the fountain was the pool. So it was really, I believe it was done up pretty well. On the sides you have balconies where I would say between the first and second day people were actually using the balconies to sunbathe. So everybody was being able to utilize the entire pool area. So that was really nice to see.
Okay.
And instead of having, like, where you have a regular carnival ships and you have the Blue Iguana.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Guy's Burger.
Right.
And I believe it's Red Frog Rum.
Mm-hmm.
Those. Now, instead of Red Frog Rum, they have the Rosso, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. But they also have all these other restaurants and bars that you could choose from. So it's really interesting and fun to do. So come on, ask me some questions.
Well, you were mentioning on Lido Deck, they had the covered pool.
Yes.
All right. Now, usually on the Lido deck, there's a couple other pools.
Right.
Right. Now, is that how many pools can you find on the Firenze?
You could really only find two pools.
Two pools.
One in the Lido area and one on the back of the ship. And I'm honestly, I was starting to feel the pool on the back of the ship on the, I believe this is 10th floor, 10th deck, became the Lido, became the center of the, sorry about that, producer, I hit the mic. Did you see that bounce?
I did.
It went boom. See, we're learning here, people. Okay, so the back of the pool ended up being the focal point for the adults, because there you had the two jacuzzis, you had the bar that was outside. Mm-hmm. So you had that area, and then you had the Lido area where it was more of, you have Java, you have the restaurants there. So it became that way. Now, if you're looking for jacuzzis, two of them were in the Serenity. I think it's the Serenity, right? Mm-hmm. I have to make sure I remember my ships. In the Serenity, there's two jacuzzis there. Mm-hmm. Also, there's two jacuzzis at the back pool, like I just said.
Yep.
And there's two jacuzzis at the Terraza area. Okay. So there's a total of six. So
yeah. Terraza, is that on the same level as the Lido deck or the 10th
floor? No, it's actually on deck five. The Terraza area is meant for cruisers who book the Terraza rooms, the balcony rooms. That's what I had.
Okay, so this was like a separate neighborhood?
Yes, it was like a neighborhood. It was like the Havana Suites or Havana rooms that you guys have seen, we've shown you. It's just like that. It's a little bit different, though, a little bit different layout. There's not a pool in the back, but two jacuzzis. Also, with the Havana area, they had a stage in the bar area. This one is called the Moda Lounge, and the dancing area is where the stage used to be. So it's a little bit different.
So the configuration's similar, right, but it's different.
Right, it's similar but different. Now, if you want to go to the Terraza pools, you got to be with a, you can't go in just to go and try it out. You have to have a room in the Terraza area. Okay. But after 7 p.m., you can go to the back area and enjoy what everybody else is enjoying, because the Moda Lounge becomes into a club. And we were on the second sailing, and it actually became a club. There was karaoke, there was dancing, there was a lot of things going on there till really about 12 in the morning. Mm. So that was really nice. Mm-hmm. And then with the Terraza, you also have, if you're staying there, your breakfast.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes. A little bit different than the
panorama. So it switches
over.
So 12:30 in the morning, everyone's gone.
Yep.
Back to bed. Mm-hmm. And they're changing over to a buffet breakfast.
Oh, buffet. Shame on you. No, we have menus.
Menus.
There's menus. This was really nice. It was now they serve breakfast there from 7 to 9.
Okay.
And that is
for the Terraza neighborhood.
The Terraza neighborhood, and that's during port days.
Okay.
Between on sea days, it's from 8 to 10. Now you're thinking, anybody could go back there. Nope. Again, they have a sign there, and you have to have like one of the bands on to be able to go. Is it worth it for the Terraza area? Yes, it is so worth it. I had avocado toast with a fried egg and bacon. I had all of that every single morning. There's also...
Do they have a place to check your cholesterol?
Yes, I did that constantly. I just kept on loading it up. But they also had a coffee bar.
Okay.
So they had everything there. So the Terraza area, if you're going to be booking on the Firenze, if you haven't done so or if you have booked, call up and see if you could upgrade. It's worth it. Everybody I was talking with really enjoyed that area. There was a lot of first-time cruisers. And they felt that it was, like you said, it was a neighborhood. So, and those rooms range from the 5th floor all the way to the 9th. And you could get a balcony, a regular balcony. You could get inside rooms. You could get level 5 rooms that have an extended balcony. I'm not really sure what, like a patio, like okay. a patio in front, or like what
maybe
I
they
did.
Call it, like in Italy, they call it a veranda.
I don't think they call them verandas, but that would be neat to do. They should start renaming these.
Verandas or a balcony. But
they like anyway, ours was just called an extended balcony.
Extended balcony.
Now, if you watch some of our videos, that was on the 9th floor of the of where, you know, the terraza area. What I liked about the 9th floor is it had a cover on top. So if it was raining, we could still go out. So that was really nice. A lot of people are asking, well, can't you hear the pool that's right above you? No. Go figure that one. I did not hear it at all. Did I hear music till about, what was about 10:30, producer? About 10:30 or 11, around there?
Around like 8 or 9.
Oh, 8 or 9. Well, maybe I went to bed quick. Okay, 8 or 9, but then the music stops. So it's a really nice area to do if you're going to book the terraza area.
What about room service and like, you know, I get hungry at 11 a.m. I want a snack.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there like snacks and
all right,
food?
Let's,
and lunch and then after lunch?
I will tell you right now, this ship has more restaurants and eateries on it that you can... You have to go at least 2 or 3 cruises to go to.
To get everything
yes.
in, huh?
But the one thing I did notice, it has more priced restaurants. A lot of those
things.
Oh,
so upcharge restaurants?
Upcharge. I mean, there's free things like, I'm going to take
included
a look
here. Included.
Included things would included be the in. Carnival Deli, the yeah. Strada Grill. The Strada Grill was on the outside where you would have Guy Fieri's pig joint or pig pig and anchor on the panorama. That was where the Strada Grill was, and that was open for like sea days or when we like embarkation days. That's when that was open. Mm-hmm. They had I'm gonna tear this thing up. Well, if you can see this, I think it's La Maracato. What? I have no idea. But it was an Italian deli. And this Italian deli was in the Lido area. And it had meatballs, hot dogs, sandwiches. And that was completely free. It opens up at 11. And I believe it closed like at around 11-ish at night. Now that, though... Because you like your like Philly steak sandwiches.
Oh, man,
and
I
all
do.
Of that.
Oh, yeah.
A Philly steak sandwich, I think I had 2 or 3 of those.
Oh, that's nice.
They had those there. So that was included. You had, the buffet marketplace,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was really done well. It was in some areas pretty tight, but they gave that feeling of neighborhoods again. And you were in a different type of neighborhood. You had the pizzeria that's always there. And that was completely free. And I believe that ran until 11 p.m. So that was always there. And then you had the Tuscan Lounge. Now, the Tuscan Lounge, if you go to the back of the lounge, if you like empanadas...
Ooh, I love empanadas.
They have empanadas, and they have empanada and pie. Now, this is a...
Empanada is like a pie.
Well, the place is called empanada and pie.
You know?
It is.
You put it in there, you put your meat in there, it goes up, you fry it, and
that's
you
about
eat it.
It,
yeah.
So, but they had an empanada restaurant. That was there for everybody to try.
It's like a to-go thing, you know. You can take an empanada and go walk across. You don't have to sit down.
You
can walk to the next place you want to go to with an empanada. It's kind of like
exactly.
Cool. I like empanadas.
Now you like coffee.
I like coffee.
Lena loves
my wife
your
loves
okay.
coffee.
The Java Blue Cafe. When you went on the Radiance, it was just like a.
It was not that big of a
location.
That
big,
right? Yeah, right. But it was very nice, and they made really good coffee.
Okay.
We really enjoyed it.
This is a full store.
Oh,
you
very cool.
You walk into it, and you have tables.
Oh, very nice.
You
I like
have,
that.
You have the whole menu is on top. I mean, it is a beautiful – the mocha. I had a couple of mochas there. Incredible. So That is there, and that's just for Lena. It's waiting for.
All right, cool.
They had She'll also the Fahrenheit 555 Steakhouse, of course.
Yes, yes,
the Banzai Sushi.
Very good.
And that was, it looks the same, but I'll tell you, this one also has the steak. Now, this is one of those insider things that if you're a cruiser, we were informing people. And I know my producer, he's like, a steak at Banzai Sushi? What are you talking about? No, no, no. It's $10 and it's a steak. And guess where it comes from? Across the way from Fahrenheit 555.
Oh, from the same fridges over
yes,
there?
Yes, and it's teriyaki steak.
Oh, very nice.
And so if you're looking for that, well, I don't want to eat a lot at Fahrenheit 555, you can go to the Banzai Sushi on the Carnival Firenze and also the Panorama. And those are one of the only two that actually will serve the steak at Banzai Sushi. Mm. So if you look at it, it's a teriyaki steak. Check that out. And I'm sure I'm showing it while I'm talking about it.
I know it's probably like right here, right?
It probably is right here.
You know, or right in front of us.
And, right in front of us. See, I'm grabbing it. There we go.
So that's like, we have our Italian sparkling.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, see? Italian sparkling water. We're doing our commercial.
Yes.
We're not sponsored by it, but we should probably be sponsored
by Kirkland, Costco.
Italian sparkling water. Okay.
All right.
Another one that was there is the Banzai Teppanyaki? Is that what it is? Okay.
Teppanyaki.
Teppanyaki.
No, Teppanyaki.
Teppanyaki.
Yes.
Teppanyaki. All right. When you go on another ship, it's only usually one or two little tables.
Right.
This was four massive tables in a restaurant, and I was like, this was incredible. You walk into the restaurant, they're on the sides, and they're just cutting it up, throwing it up. This is something that you would like, that showmanship, you know, of how they do it. What it looks like they did is they took out the piano bar on the Vista class ships, and they put that there. Now, the piano bar is now on the other side where it used to be. So it's moved a little bit differently.
Do you feel like the spaces on the ship are, you know, there's plenty of room for, you know, enjoying, you know, sitting down,
yes,
and having a drink, or you don't feel like you're rubbing up against somebody when you're sitting at a table? Sometimes I find, like, on some cruise ships, you know, they have so many different places to go and eat and experience, but you know, you're really close to the person. So how do you feel?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because there's been a lot of reviews out there right now that are saying the ship feels tight. Mm. And it's not tight. I was on a ship that was completely full. It was sold out. And it did not feel tight to me. What I'm thinking they're thinking of are the walkways are a little bit smaller. And what they've done is they spread everything out. So when you're on the 10th floor, you're walking and you're saying hi to a fellow cruiser. It's never by yourself. Maybe that's what they're meaning. But there's a lot of areas where you could sit. For instance, where the El Viago, I'm going to cover that one. Mm-hmm. The El Viago, the new restaurant, where that is located, there's a bar called the Firenzet right next to it. And then right next to that is a huge area where you can sit. So there are a lot of areas where you can sit. No longer can you sit on the aisles. Yes. Maybe that's what a lot of people are saying, that it's really crowded, is I can't walk down the hallway and just plop down anywhere. No, you can't. There's certain areas where you go. And we'll be showing you those spaces. Again, we're probably showing you one right now. So let's go to El Viago.
Okay.
This is the restaurant that you must try. This one was incredible. This is the one that brought the Italian chef with them over. So everything there is freshly made. The pastas, the sea bass. Like I said in the video, you probably already saw it. I cut it with my spoon, a sea bass. They have this, I was kind of leery about it. Maybe they could change the name. Mile High Gelato Pie. Okay, maybe they should change the name.
Mile High Gelato Pie. Okay.
But it was huge. It was huge. And did it taste like gelato? Not really. It tasted like a really good pie. It was pie. But it
was... Is the picture there?
It's right here.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It is pretty big. Okay. It looks like a mile high.
It is a mile high. But also they had jumbo shrimp. Jumbo shrimp. And then if
that's kind of like a oxymoron.
It is, isn't it? Because aren't shrimp jumbo?
No, aren't shrimp small? Because they're shrimp.
So they can't be jumbo.
Yeah.
So are they mini lobsters?
No.
All right, we're going off on another
anyway.
One. But okay, so on the first night, if you book any of the specialty restaurants, the Fahrenheit 555, the Italian restaurant, anything like that, you're also entitled to a free bottle of wine.
Oh, wow.
Which a lot of people don't know.
Nice.
So that is a bottle
of... $2 truck?
No, actually, this was really, really good. Really? It was really good wine. It's a red or a white, and you are not able to choose the winemaker, but they'll just give you a bottle. Well, you know, you're on a cruise. It's all good. It's all good. So there's a lot of things that I think everybody has to try. A lot of eateries. I could not try them all.
So back at the Italian restaurant, you know, people like lasagna. They like mm-hmm. chicken parmesan.
Yes.
They like pesto pasta.
Right.
They like, you know, clams and mm-hmm. Yes. They like calamari.
All of it's there. And if you go to the website of carnival.com, you could actually upload the menu before you get on the ship.
You mean download the menu.
Oh, okay.
You download it. You download the menu. You can look at it and read it. Yeah.
Download the menu, and you could actually read what you're going to be getting. And that's on the Carnival Hub, too. So when you download the Hub, you could actually take a look at all the menus and everything else.
You know, a lot of these places, these specialty restaurants, usually have like a special... A chef special. Did any of these...
they do have chef specials.
You know, that day they made it. It's not on the menu, but we have this... You know,
Okay. Everything that...
It's on the menu.
It's on the menu. Right. Okay. Everything that you see on the menu is what you get.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and that's... Now, there is a restaurant here, and it's free. It's included, and it's very good. Instead of the seafood, it was at the Seafood Shack, right?
Okay.
Instead of the Seafood Shack, they don't have big chicken. They don't have anything like that. But they have something called, it's the a breakfast shack. And you're able to get breakfast for yourself. You could get chicken. You could get all of these things right at your fingertips. So it's really, really good. But that's on deck 10. And here, I'm showing you right here. Deck 10, but what I did is I took the guy's burger and then I took their patty and I put that on top with some sriracha sauce on it. It was so good.
My gosh.
It is. And also, what I'm going to tell you right now, Guy's Burger Joint.
Yes.
Now, when you're looking at Guy's Burger Joint, what do you think of? And a lot of the reviewers, I really doubt they were on this ship. Why? They were showing Guy's Burger Joint. What? As Guy's Burger Joint from another ship.
Oh. No,
it's a different thing. It's blue and white. They also
It's been reimagined.
Reimagined for, I don't know if it's on the sister ship. There's another sister ship from Costa. I don't know which one that is. Is that the Vienza?
Vienza or something.
Something. I don't know if it's something looking like that one, but it's blue and white.
Okay.
And here they have two different type of burgers. There's the pepperoni pizza burger.
Yes, I saw that.
And then they also have the melting... It's like the smooth melting mousse. It's pure cheese... And they put it on a burger. I did it both.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. You have to go check it out.
How close were you to the bathroom?
It was really good.
Oh, it was
because
good.
Because it was a fried piece of cheese, and it was thick. So
when fried cheese.
Yes, but when you bit right into it, yeah. It was like a jalapeno popper, and it just oozed all over. It was so good. You guys got to check that out. When you go, it's one of those things that you really have to try. Guy's Burger Joint, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm getting the same thing. No. I even put the ringer. I put onion rings on top of that.
Nice.
It was nice. It was good. It was good.
You know, I really think that Guy's Burger is probably one of the best burger joints that you can find on cruise ships.
It is.
And I really feel like it's a really well made burger, yeah, and seasoned. The meat's really good. And, you know, a lot of places, they just, you know, they have meat and they just put it together and
that's
here's
right.
a burger. But this one's seasoned and there's a lot of different styles and way, and then they have their own fixin' bar. Do they have their own fixin' bar
yes.
on this one?
Yes.
Okay,
and
so
it has
that, which
the
is
onions,
really,
jalapenos.
Right. Exactly. I love that. I really do like that. And you know, when I was on the last year when we were on the
Radiance,
we really enjoyed it. And of course, we had to go a couple times. But one of the things that we really enjoyed was just how well attended where the staff was,
yes,
to taking care of that area, because it's in a very busy area. The Lido area is a very busy area, and so but they kept that area clean, and they kept and they're well attended, and people were coming out making sure that you do you need more Pepsi, do you need anything yeah. more to drink, and you know it was really good, you know, so
it
yeah
is.
A really
yeah.
good experience. You know, usually with those places on other ships, you know,
he doesn't like the burgers on them. Trust me.
Well, yeah, they're okay, but I like yeah. more of like a refined burger. You know, am I a burger snob? Yes, I am. You know, I had In-N-Out today, so I'm thinking about burgers anyway. But anyway, but I love it. I love it, and I think that's really cool that they have something different like the pepperoni burger,
right?
Which yeah. is kind of cool because you know it's kind of nice to find a place that you know, hey, they got a little twist here,
Italian
you know,
twist,
you know,
the Italian
just,
twist.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, just because they could just rubber stamp the thing and just say, well, we're just doing this,
right?
But they went in, they redid the menu a little bit, they did redid the style, the layout, and everything like that. And that's kind of cool.
It is, and also they have two more burgers. If you go to brunch, they have the Voyage and also like a veggie burger. I don't even go there.
That's not real meat.
It's not real meat. But the Voyage is, they put a fried egg on top of that. They put their bacon, they put the cheddar, they put all of that on, and you could only get that during brunch days in the dining room.
Well, if you miss your breakfast and you're about to have lunch and you yeah. want to have brunch, there
That's
you
right.
go. You can put an egg and bacon on it.
That's right. So what do you want to go for next? Tell me. Do you want to go rooms? Do you want to go bars? What do you want to do?
Well, let's talk, you know, since we're talking about food and drink, let's talk about drink a little bit.
All right. On this one cruise ship, mm-hmm. they have the Heroes Tribute Bar, mm-hmm. which is, they redid it. It's twice the size that it was on the Panorama. Mm-hmm. It has the big screens. You're able to watch all the sports right there. So that's really nice. You have the Java Blue Cafe, which does serve alcohol too.
The Mexican Flair.
Mexican Flair. Oh, Mexican, you mean Italian Flair.
Well, I don't, well, it's Java, a, well.
Okay.
You
have the Limelight Lounge, which mm-hmm. would be where the comedians are. The Moda Bar and Lounge. Mm-hmm. You have the Piano Bar, Rocco. Rocco, okay, do you remember Chillers?
Yes.
It's Chillers.
Oh, okay.
They have the machines cool. up there. Then the art, when you walk through it, they have these pictures, and it looks like somebody just slapped graffiti on them about just making fun of these pictures and how they look. So it's a really fun one. The Tuscan Lounge, they have that. They have the Atrium Bar, the Firenzet that I told you about. And then they have the Amari. Amari Bar is their version of the Alchemy Bar.
Okay, so, that's what I was going to ask
right.
you.
Right. So what they have is Italian-style martinis for the Amari Bar,
mm-hmm.
and then one page of Alchemy Bar.
Okay.
So they, but it's the Amari bar. We showed everybody what it looks like. They're dressed up as the mixologists, and they will make you any martini you want. Now it opens at 11. They're not going to open it up any sooner. A lot of people wanted to open up sooner, but you know, you could get your drinks from other places. Now, if you're wanting that one martini and you go to another bar, say you go to the Moda bar and you say, hey, I want this type of martini, but it's only served at the Amari, they won't serve it. Mm. You have to go to the Amari bar to get that one drink. So that's a little bit different. It's pretty interesting to know about. Let's see. What else you got?
Let's talk about the cabins and suites.
Cabins. All right. So everything is done in a more of a neutral color. So that's really good. I like it. When we walked into our room, it's the basic room.
You were in the La Terraza.
The Terraza area.
Terraza.
But from what I understand, all the balcony rooms look the same. Now, the one thing that's a little bit different here is, let me find it here, is if you get a inside room, some of them actually have a porthole.
Really?
Yes. So
inside room with a portal. Is there a video screen behind it?
No, but it's like one of those views that's obstructed. So
how does an inside cabin have a portal?
Because you have a window and then a bar. So it's obstructed. You're getting natural light coming in.
Wait a minute. It's not an inside cabin.
It's an inside cabin. Yes.
Because inside means it's inside the on the opposite side of a of a cabin with
yes.
It's in the middle of the ship. In the middle of
it's an inside cabin, yes.
No.
On the bottom.
Okay. I don't understand how it is.
So you have an inside room, but some of the rooms will say for inside price, you could get a room with a porthole, but it's obstructed. So maybe there's a bar or a pole there. So you're getting the natural
light. So it's an outside cabin room, but it has an obstruction.
For an inside price.
Okay, see that.
There you go.
Gosh.
How about that? An inside price.
I'm so glad, guys, we got this straight because he was calling it an inside cabin.
Well, it is.
No, it isn't. No, inside price is a lot different than saying inside.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay, so you have those type of areas, but it's really the same. It's really the same. If you go into Terraza area, some of those rooms have tubs in them. So if you want to get one of those, get it through the Terraza area. So yeah, room's a room.
Okay. Did they upgrade the furniture?
Everything was up to Carnival standard. I slept like a baby. Those pillows were soft. The mattresses were soft. If I needed anything, I called my steward and I was getting it right away. What was interesting with the Terraza area is when I walked in, they had binoculars for us. So if you wanted to look out, if you're in the Terraza area, there's a pair of binoculars there for you. And if you're thinking, oh, I'll just take them with me. Yeah, they know. It's like a bottle of water. If you take them, they charge you. But yeah, that is there. The bathroom area has like a glass door opening and closing it. So it's not a pole curtain. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different.
Okay.
But cool. I really did enjoy it. Now let's go to the spa area. This one's different. The spa area was located on deck 12, and that's where you had your fitness. That's where you had your massages. Yes, I did get one. Wait, did I get a massage? Yes, I did.
This is the Cloud 9.
Cloud 9. See, I don't even remember because I was on Cloud 9. It was great. So, but we went through there. They have the fitness areas. They have all that area for you. Now, if you wanted to get beautified, you actually go down to deck 5. And they had like a whole salon in the shopping area. And you'd be able to go into that store, and then that's where they would beautify you.
Yeah, manicures, pedicures. Yeah,
exactly.
Hairstyling, haircuts.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so that's really fun. Okay, what else?
Come on. Get the dents out.
Come on. Ask me some questions. Waterworks, it's there.
Yeah.
You have the climbing apparatus that I did, finally. I did the climbing apparatus. We went all the way around. Just remember, if it's windy outside, they're not going to let you do it. But we did that. We did the miniature golf. There's also the kid zones that are there that you'd be able, the regular kid zones.
Now, did they have adult quiet areas?
Yes. I'm glad you asked that. The Serenity. I have never seen such a huge Serenity area in my life on Carnival. You walk in and there's a bar. There's a salad restaurant.
Salad restaurant.
Yes, and they make the salads right there for you. Two jacuzzis.
So if you want a Caesar salad, a wedge salad, or if you want like a ambrosia salad,
you got it. All of it's there.
Potato salad.
All of it's there. Yes, it's like the greens.
Crab salad.
It's like what we have greens here on the Montana, where they make the salad for you. They do it in the bowl and they make it. It kind of it's okay. You're a very princess guy, Princess Cruises.
Mm-hmm.
The sanctuary. You know how big the sanctuary is?
Yes.
Double that.
Wow. That is pretty big.
Double that. It was incredible. It was huge. And what was really
nice. What kind of salad dressing do they have? Like, do they have 1,000?
They have it all. Everything you want. Mostly Italian. I don't know if they have French. You know, the Italian and the French. I don't know if they have that. But I know they have Italian. So they have it all. Okay.
Green Goddess.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's get to the entertainment. Joey, the cruise director, is an incredible part of Carnival. He gets everybody going. They had a masquerade ball, and everybody was able to make their own masks. Some people actually brought them, like the devil and all of these things. And what I did like about it is that night was supposed to be dress up. And what happens on cruise ships when they say dress up?
Some people don't dress up.
They don't dress up.
Yeah, they don't. They don't get room.
But for a masquerade ball.
Oh, people love it.
They were in their tuxes. Oh, gosh. They were in their gowns. They had these elaborate. Oh, my.
They look like Marie Antoinette,
yes,
right?
Yes. I mean, if you go on this ship.
Your white puffy wig.
You have to get decked out. You have to do it this way. I wish I would have. I mean, I was thinking, I'm just going to, do the video and
like
stuff.
You should look like you know what? You would be really good as Napoleon. Short and everything like that.
You could
walk around like this.
I feel like Napoleon sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my wife says too. Aren't you? You're not Napoleon. Okay. Okay, the next thing, entertainment-wise. A lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, it's a new ship. Why isn't it their new entertainment? I've seen this before. Okay, I want to address that. You might have seen Dear Future Husband, or you might have seen Color My World, but you have not seen that with the actors that are portraying it. You have not seen their take on the show. That is something that I think people, when they go to shows, really need to embrace. Am I right? The same show.
Right.
But it's the way it's presented.
You know, a lot of these performers, when they do these shows, they're doing not one show, but they're doing 3 or 4 shows a week. And their group is with their fellow singers and performers and dancers are all worked together for a contract for usually 6 to 9 months.
That's right.
And so they have a certain style. They have a certain way of doing things. And everyone, they may sing the same songs and things like that. But, you have a lot of different talent between, different ships and things like that. And so, and you can say, well, I've seen that show. Go see it again, and you'll see a different show.
You had the opportunity to interview one of the singers, didn't you?
Yes.
And it was on The Princess. Who was that?
That was, the last show that we had, 2012, that was Lou Gazzara.
Lou Gazzara, and that was on the last ship you were on. He actually came back, right?
Right. We actually had interviewed him 5 years ago, actually, was to that the month.
Was that the interview 5 years ago that you put out?
No.
Oh, I was like, wow.
Did reference it. Okay. But anyway, it was good to have him back on the show. He was on the Discovery Princess with me, and we talked about a half hour. But we talked about all the different things that have happened, you know, since the pandemic and everything like that. But talked about the power of music and how it can change your life and how it affects you mentally and emotionally and things like that. And it's a different type of interview. If you haven't heard it yet, go check out show 212. Yeah. But the point of the thing is I've heard Lou sing many, many times, and do perform many different shows. And you know what? It's a different show every single time.
It is.
You know? And it's not only because of the way he's performing or the different songs he's performing, but it's also the different audience, and sometimes the audience is really into it, and sometimes the audience is kind of like, man, they're kind of mediocre and things like that. And you could see him trying to pull something out of the people and just trying to really grasp it, and then the show ends and oh man, he really turned a corner on that show, because got the people involved, so it really is a every show is different. Even every stage show is different. Things happen during the show, and sometimes you have a foible and something happens and it becomes something funny. It'll never be repeated.
Well, that's comedians.
Carnival
has, I honestly feel, that one of the best comedian lineups around. They really do. They had, I believe, 3 or 4 shows a night. And it was really funny because you would listen to the comedian, and then at the very end, he's like, hey, I'm going to do the same show. Maybe not the same show. I'll try to do the same show, but it all depends on if I had the same audience. And so that's really what it is. But if you want to see comedians, The Firenze, wow. I went every single night, and I will tell you now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, you know what? I'm going to go 5 minutes before the show. You've done that before. And there's a line.
Yep.
There is a line for comedy on The Firenze. Don't get upset at it. You will get in, I hope. If not, you might not. But there's so many shows. At the very end of the cruise, they actually did one giant show in the theater, and it was completely packed. So these things, go see the entertainment. It's incredible. Joey, the cruise director, was able to do Groove St. Jude. Carnival's already raised millions, I think.
So Groove
to St. Jude is a like a charity program that they do.
Fundraiser?
Fundraiser for St. Jude.
St. Jude Hospital?
Yes, St. Jude Hospital Research.
Oh, okay.
And
for children.
And I believe they've already reached around 30 million so far.
Wow.
If you go and take a look at the video, you'll see it. But he was able to auction off a jacket because it's the inaugural season. It was a team jacket for $1,800.
Wow.
$1,800. That and John Hield's card. He left it there.
No. So, his cruise card?
His cruise card. He left his cruise card. So that was auctioned off too.
That's funny.
But $1,800.
Wow.
All of these things, cruisers are very generous. And I really like to see, how far The Firenze and Carnival's going to go.
Are we kind of wrapping up? Because I have
we
one more
are,
question.
We are.
I have one more question for you.
Yes, I'm going again.
If you're going on this ship, you're planning to go on the ship another time, because obviously you can't do everything that you wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
What is one or two things that you want to do? Okay. My next question is, what are the things that people should not miss?
Okay. What you should not miss is the Italian restaurant.
Okay.
What you should not miss is get the courage and do the ropes course.
Okay.
Do the ropes course. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Don't hang yourself, though.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, good. You're still here.
I am still here. Do the ropes course.
Okay.
The comedian shows and the entertainment, do those. And also try to do as many eateries. I said, you know, the El Viejo, do that one. But try to do as many eateries as you possibly can, because you're not going to be able to get to all of them.
Okay.
Choose them. Go onto the cruise ship. Go into the Lido deck area and say, okay, that's going to be for this night, and this night. Get on your Carnival app. I'm glad you brought that up too. Your Carnival app, if you must do this. You have to download it, and it will tell you everything that's going on during the day. That's a big one. Get your Carnival app. Why? A lot of people, when you go to Anytime Dining, what do you do? A lot of people do. Well. What do? They go and
they
sit.
They go sit and they go, what's on the menu?
And where do they sit? They sit in line.
Yeah.
And then they ask, what's on the menu?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you should know exactly.
Carnival app. Download it. That's the number one thing to do. Go onto your Carnival app. Anytime Dining, I'm ready to go dining. Press it. It will buzz you when your table is ready.
Nice.
No longer waiting in a line. If you want to do a specialty restaurant, tip here, do it at 5:30. Why? Because 5:30 is very rarely booked. If it's booked online already, get onto the ship, go straight to the restaurant. 5:30 is usually always open. And it's usually always open every single day. Because for some reason, nobody's eating at 5:30. Nobody. One of the best days to do it is when you're at Cabo, because Cabo, we're leaving at like 5 or 5:30. What is everybody doing during the day at Cabo?
They're out drinking and enjoying.
That's right. Everything. Do that.
Yeah. Cool.
And so what we're going to also hit on, you said, okay, the ship, if you go to Cabo, can I hit on an excursion?
Absolutely.
If you go to Cabo, I hit him on this one. Where do you go get the best massage?
Oh my gosh. I know the name. I see it in my brain. Barefoot? No. It's called...
What is it, producer?
I don't even know. You ripped
it from me. I have to look at my phone.
Okay, we're going to be talking some other things, so I'm not going to tell him this one.
I know it. I have it on my phone.
Now, the one thing about Cabo I want to let everybody know. Cabo, while he's looking it up, has become expensive. Very, very expensive. If you go and you go to Santa Monica and you buy a dinner at Santa Monica, that's the price of Cabo right now. So if you're going to one of the main strip restaurants, just be prepared to pay that amount. If you go to the sandbar, then that sandbar is actually cheaper. It's a little bit farther down on the beach. You could get a good massage. You could book it on.
Yes, sandbar massage.
Yes, so you could go there. If you go farther back from the strip on Cabo, you could get a pretty good restaurant. So the sandbar, check that out. It's incredible. The sandbar, I mean, you have views of the ship while you're getting a massage. The food there is very inexpensive. You guys got to try that place out. That's a good one to try.
I'll tell you, it was a fun, relaxing experience.
Yes,
and
yes.
We went with our son and daughter-in-law, and they gave us a 90-minute massage, and I think it was like $40.
Yes.
And
yes. Now everybody's thinking,
not
what?
It's believe yes. it.
And Facebook. You have to book it through Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a wonderful experience. Go for it. I highly recommend it.
And then
and thank you for introducing us to the
yes.
sandbar.
And now
we're going to definitely go back.
Oh yeah. And if you're looking for things to buy at Cabo, the best place to buy, it sounds very funny, but you get off the dock right there and they're all trying to sell you something. If you go left onto those little stores and you go inside, those are the best deals you will find in Cabo. If you're thinking I'm going to go out and go into the port and see what else is there, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
Right there, right inside those little stores, they will haggle you. Haggle, right? Haggle?
Haggle, yeah.
Haggle, and you'll be able to get some good deals. Also, if you're buying cigars, don't pay more than $25 for the set of five. Yeah. Please don't. People were paying like $100. Come on now. But That's what I would do on this ship.
Yeah, you've made some really good suggestions. I'm really excited.
I'm going to book. I'm going to book. You guys have to book. It's an incredible show.
Now, they have 3 to 7 night voyages, correct?
Yes, yes. I actually just wrote that down.
It's at the end, your last page.
I did have the last page. Where's the last page?
I don't know.
Did you have the last page?
Here it is.
Okay. Okay. They are offering 3 to 7 night voyages from Long Beach to the Mexican Riviera, which includes Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas.
And that's even now during summertime, correct?
I'm hoping. I haven't taken a look at if it's going up to Alaska. I don't believe it is, because I know the Panorama is going to start doing journeys now, but I do not know about that ship. Now, the Miracle is leaving. Miracle is going to, I believe, Galveston, Texas pretty soon. Mm. So that's the ship that will be leaving. And these will have the Carnival. My gosh, we're going to have 2 Vista-class ships. We're going to have the Carnival Fun Italian-style ship, Carnival Firenze. And we're going to have Carnival Panorama. And we're going to have the little itty-bitty little Vesta. I call it the little one because it has everything on it, is the Carnival Radiance. So we're going to have all these ships here that you just have to try.
Yeah, so I was just looking on the Carnival.
Oh, you're looking right now?
I'm looking at it right now. I have to talk to my wife.
See how
but
quick
see,
that is?
Right now.
How much is it?
Well, you can get a Ocean View room for Thursday through Tuesday for $659.
Now, if once you
a 5-day Mexican cruise.
Oh, but that's sold out.
Yeah, it's still available.
Oh, okay.
June 27th through July 2nd.
The one thing is, he's looking at this. When you press on that button to book that cruise, it will take you to another site saying what rooms you want to have. Make sure you get the Terraza room. It's going to be a little bit more, but those are the rooms that you want. So you get your free breakfast. You get your free little neighborhood there. And like I say to everybody else, you go to the city to get your dinner, go back to the suburbs, and you're home.
Yeah, this is really nice because they have 4-day cruises down to Ensenada and Catalina Island.
Yes.
And this one, the 5-day cruise, goes to Cabo San Lucas, Ensenada. And that's really cool. And this is during the summertime. Yes. Usually the other, like you said, the cruise,
they're
others
all going to Alaska.
You still can go and enjoy a wonderful cruise.
Yep.
Round trip. Don't have to get on an airplane down to Mexico during the summertime. This is really good.
And a lot of the Carnival ships now are going 2 days in Cabo. 2 days.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, we stayed 2 days. I loved it. Why? Because it's like you're going away for the weekend. You're going to Cabo. Your resort is on the ship. It was perfect. Perfect.
And then
we went to Ensenada. Had my ceviche. And that's on another cruise. Another show.
Yep. Excellent. Well, I think we've covered a lot tonight.
We did. Thank you, everybody. I think I'm going to go have my Dr. Seuss because, you know, I forgot to talk about that. I'm going to have my green eggs and ham.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all the video stuff here. Yes. And I appreciate our producer.
Hey, producer.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Brian, he's producing us one of our first shows. We're going to be here. And this is Studio North.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And if you want, can you toss that up to me? If you want to get one of these, we have we're going to promote our sweatshirts. You can grab one of these sweatshirts and you can get one of these. I don't know where, but we're going to try to figure that out. What does it say? Oh.
Until
next time.
Keep on cruising. Have a good one.
Have a good one, everyone.